Richland Center. The news from ABC is next. It is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch.
News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Critical aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan signed and sealed by President Biden today. The Senate and House passed the $95 billion funding package after months of wrangling. It's packed with nearly $61 billion of aid to help Ukraine fight against Russian attacks, with $1 billion already approved today.
In the next few hours, literally the few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine for air defense munitions, for artillery, for rocket systems, and armored vehicles.
Also approved a measure giving the Chinese-owned company of TikTok a year to sell to a U.S. company or face a ban due to national security and privacy concerns. TikTok CEO Shou Chu vowing to sue.
Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice.
Abortion access front and center this election year. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today over Idaho's strict abortion ban and whether doctors can perform emergency abortions. This is ABC News. Sober results form Amnesty International's annual human rights report.
Amnesty International concludes flagrant disregard for international law is growing worldwide. Agnes Callamard, the organization's secretary general, says the level of violence is unprecedented.
We have certainly seen that in Gaza over the last 6 months, with an extraordinary number of victims within the civilian population.
Also in Amnesty's long list of concerns, Russia's ongoing aggression in Ukraine and China's arming of military forces in Myanmar. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
There are questions about the future of Tesla after a 55% drop in profits, in addition to 14,000 recent layoffs and lackluster sales. Elon Musk trying to reassure investors during this week's quarterly earnings call. Tesla's stock price climbed 10% after that call, but the company's stock price is less than half of what it was at its peak 2.5 years ago. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
Indulge in the flavors of spring with Richland Locker's mouthwatering specials. Baby back ribs for just $3.28 a pound, or try the marinated mesquite barbecue ribs at $3.98 per pound. And from the deli, savor the hickory smoked Jennie-O turkey at $8.48 a pound, or grab some Colby Longhorn sliced cheese for $4.98 a pound. Plus, with warmer weather on the horizon, don't miss out on Richland County's largest craft beer selection with over 100 varieties to choose from at the Richland Locker, Richland Center. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwithin Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Tech, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast has a freeze watch in effect for late Wednesday night into early Thursday morning for Sauk and Iowa counties. Mostly sunny and cool today with a high of 55. Tonight, mostly clear and frosty with a low of 30. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and turning mild with a high of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 47 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It is a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. UW-Platteville is moving out. The university notified the Richland County Board yesterday that after careful consideration and despite tremendous efforts expended by Richland County and the Universities of Wisconsin over these past many months, UW-Platteville will completely vacate the Richland County campus by July 1, 2024. Jeff Berant, Vice President of University Relations, added, "As you know, Governor Evers has recently signed into law legislation authored by Representative Kurtz and Senator Markline, which would provide $2 million to any county where a branch campus has been closed. Once we finalize the end of our MOU, it is our understanding that Richland County would be eligible for these funds, which can be used to redevelop the campus facilities to better serve the community. This potential investment by the state of Wisconsin represents the full consideration of the cost expressed by Richland County." Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch responded, "Richland County is dismayed and disheartened to share the correspondence received from the Universities of Wisconsin today. Despite ongoing attempts to negotiate a mutually agreeable end to our partnership, the Universities of Wisconsin has made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the Richland County campus by July 1st with no compensation or settlement agreement in place. It is disappointing that the universities of Wisconsin system is shirking their responsibilities. At no time, under any circumstance, did the legislature indicate that receipt of the $2 million grant would absolve the UW University system of their obligations to affected counties. Richland County, which had previously relied on the contractual relationship between the parties, is now facing a potential economic crisis due to the university's decision. The County Board of Supervisors will consult further with partners in council to determine and evaluate all available options going forward. If you have questions regarding these developments, call County Administrator Candace Pesch at 608-649-3001. While Richland County supervisors were reeling from the decision of UW-Platteville to vacate the Richland campus by July 1st, a legislative forum was being held on UW funding in Muscadet. State Senator Kel DeRoys and Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin shared their experiences regarding recent higher education funding negotiations.
Senate committees are like Frankenstein. It's always issues that you don't think like normally belong together. Like consumer protection paired with constitution. But universities and revenue actually makes a lot of sense to me, because the number one driver for our economy is how much we're willing to invest in public education. And unfortunately for our state, for the last decade and a half, we have been not just underinvesting in public education, but actively cutting and harming it.
That was Senator Roys, member of the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue. She says it is frustrating. She hears excuses as to why public education in the state is suffering, not only in higher education, but K-12 as well.
The answers are these kind of amorphous things, like maybe people don't value a college education as much, or student loan debt is too high. I agree. Our demographics are changing. That's true. But the elephant in the room, the biggest single driver of why our public institutions are suffering, is because they have been made to suffer by a legislature that has prioritized massive tax cuts for the wealthiest, richest corporations through the manufacturing and ag tax credit and massive expansions, collapsing of our once progressive tax structure, and deciding that we're just going to spend money on other things, like prisons. And to me, that is a fundamental failure.
Representative Shanklin is a member of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. She stated that she has been trying to get conversations going, like the one held last night, and was thrilled to be invited. She had some points to share with the many that attended.
For every $1 that we invest in the UW system, we get a $23 return on investment. And I bet that doesn't surprise all of you who are here tonight, because you know personally the economic cost, as well as in many cases the personal cost of Richland Center shutting down and what a campus closure means not only to you and maybe your pocketbook, but also to your kids or grandkids' futures, as well as our small businesses' futures, our Main Street economy. So for every $1 we put in, we get $23 back. Here's a comparison. Tourism and arts, both of which are great things and also invest in our economy and support small businesses, that's about a $7 to $10 return on investment for every one state dollar we put in. $23 back for every one tax dollar, yet the state legislature is not doing its job.
She continues to call for a Blue Ribbon Commission.
A convening of state and federal experts to fund our higher education system fairly. So I have a bill as part of the Reaching Higher for Higher Education package that would first and foremost convene economists, labor market experts, higher education funding experts, and people who get it, who are on these two-year and four-year campuses that are being slashed and burned to the ground, to talk about how we can actually invest and really make that investment work for not only rural Wisconsin, but all of Wisconsin.
I had an opportunity to ask Senator Roys if she feels if education is in crisis in the state.
I think so, because we have, in the K-12 system, a voucher program that is poised to devour our public schools and hollowed out from the inside out. and that is part of a long right-wing national campaign to undermine and underfund public education. Republicans have taken off all the guardrails that used to exist over that early voucher experiment, and so now 80% of the dollars are going to wealthy families whose kids have never and will never set foot in a public school. And that money comes directly out of your local schools, and it is paid for by your local property tax dollars.
Representative Shanklin added,
I think that funding for public education at all levels is not keeping up with the needs, especially as it relates to behavioral and mental health, supporting our educators and making sure our students at all levels have the support they need. And also, especially as it relates to early childhood education and childcare, I know that early childhood is critical for learning, but we have childcare deserts all over Wisconsin and only 1 year of state funding left for helping our childcare providers stay open without raising rates. So I view public education at all levels as something that we shouldn't not only invest in, but should also be supportive of every time when it comes to voting for it. And that's why I'm here tonight.
Many wondering on the future of education in the state participated in last night's forum. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. U.S. News and World Report says UW-Madison is number 35 in the nation, but the Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal study say the UW-Madison is slipping as a top research university and gets fewer federal research grants. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Perenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to their physical safety, to themselves or the safety of others.
Perenboom says it happens most with elementary schoolers with disabilities.
Frequent use of seclusion restraint is usually a symptom of larger, more systemic issues, whether that's staffing shortages or lack of proper training for staff members who work with our highest needs students.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year, and those that do have a lack of training and resources. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are splitting their votes on the foreign aid package to send $95 billion more aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Democrat Tammy Baldwin tells the Journal Sentinel that conditions and safeguards in the package allay her concerns about sending weapons to Israel. Ron Johnson says he voted against it for lack of meaningful reforms for the U.S. southern border. A teenager charged with arson after setting fire inside the Walmart in Sparta is pleading not guilty. The 17-year-old girl is also facing charges of recklessly endangering safety, damage to property, and disorderly conduct. Prosecutors said the teen caused $7.6 million worth of damage. Nobody was hurt in the fire, which closed the store for several days. The state's Department of Justice helped with the investigation. The teen will next appear in court in June. Katrina Bauer, the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu, is asking for her bail to be reduced from a $15,000 cash bond to a signature bond. Her attorney filed a motion in Manitowoc County Circuit Court to allow her to be released on her recognizance. Bauer was arrested on felony child neglect charges in February. No one has been charged with Elijah's disappearance. The Department of Natural Resources is rolling out new regulations on walleye fishing ahead of next weekend's fishing opener. Fisheries Director Justin Haas says they're expanding the 3-bag limit across most of the state. Anglers can only keep 3 fish on the water they've fishing on if the bag limit is 3, but may still keep 5 in total for the day. There's also a limit on sizes that may differ from lake to lake. Make sure you check the rules at the boat launch and find out more online at dnr.wi.gov. It's 48 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. A local teen will be honored with a forestry award. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
It's 48 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. Riverdale senior Riley Wanick has been recognized with a School Forest Award by the LEAF Program for his contributions to the Riverdale School Forest Program. Wisconsin's School Forest Program was created 96 years ago to allow schools to own property for forestry programs. The primary focus was to engage students in replanting our forests. Since those early days, the program has grown and evolved due to the efforts of many individuals and organizations. Today, over 400 school forests are available to integrate environmental education into schools, curriculum, provide experiential learning for students, teachers, and the public, meet state-mandated education standards, demonstrate sustainable natural resource management, strengthen school-community partnerships, and provide income for education activities. The School Forest Program is directed by LEAF, Wisconsin's K-12 Forestry Education Program, which is part of the Wisconsin Center for Environmental Education at UW-Stevens Point. Riley has helped to maintain and manage trails at the Riverdale School, farm, and forest over the last 3 years. The 147-acre property boasts over 100 acres of forest, as well as 44 tillable acres and a newly built learning center. This property, donated to the district in 1962, has seen a lot of change these past 3 years, with Riley as Riverdale's FFA school forest manager. As needs for trails and locations increased, Riley created signs in his technical education class and implemented them as part of his student service course. This made trails more accessible to the district, staff, and students. He also assisted in developing maps of the area with trail names, lengths, and locations to later post at the Learning Center for students and visitors to use. In 2021, he helped select a new trail site as well as mark and clear an area past the new Jack Meister Agricultural Center. The award will be presented to Riley Wanick at the FFA Annual Awards and Banquet, May 8th. State Representative Travis Tranel was honored this week. Mark Schmidt of Schmidt Electrical Construction in Platteville presented Tranel with the Associated Builders and Contractors Building Wisconsin Hard Hat Award. Trainel received the award for his efforts during the legislative session to get more young people from rural Wisconsin into well-paying, skilled construction careers. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports about scammers pretending to be utility company representatives, threatening to disconnect consumers' utilities because of late payments or other utility payment issues. This scam is more common this time of year as a result of the Wisconsin winter moratorium on utility disconnection ending April 15th. Michelle Reinen is from DATCAP.
We want to be sure that you remember that scammers who contact you claiming that they represent the local utility company, indicating that they are on their way to do a disconnection for unpaid utility bills or being behind in your utility bill, that's a scam. It's not how disconnections work. The local utility company doesn't place those phone calls. They send you a letter and they offer you opportunities to catch up and make contact with them. So don't let these scammers put that fear into you to where you would react and make payments in that moment during that phone call.
Scammers may have the ability to alter a caller ID to look like they are from your utility company. They also may go as far as coming to your residence with a fake ID badge to provide you with the false written notice. Do not fall victim to the scam. Contact your utility company to check on the status of your account. Remember, scammers will try anything to get your money.
They have a variety of tools in their tool belt. They certainly have a number of different scams, so they can try and trick us into reacting to them. And, you know, there's a number of them out there as well. So it is quite a mission for us to stay proactive and for us to be responsive in making sure we hang up.
If you are having trouble paying a utility bill, Reinen recommends various resources for assistance.
If you need assistance with your utility bill, you can reach out to a number of different resources. One is your local utility. Let them know that you're struggling and see what they can provide. There's also energy assistance at the statewide customer care center, and you can visit that at energyandhousing.wi.gov. And there you'll just search for the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. There's also, if you need water assistance, you can also reach out to that same energyandhousing.wi.gov website and look for water assistance there. And then you can call 211. This is a service that is available statewide 24/7 all year long. And you can let them know your zip code and they'll have resources available for you as well. And then, of course, there's the Wisconsin Public Service Commission that you can reach at psc.wi.gov to look at Wisconsin utility resources.
If you are a victim of a utility scam, you can also contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. The second Ridges and Rivers Book Festival returns to Viroqua Friday and Saturday. The festival will begin Friday morning at 9 at Eckhart Park, where a Bushcraft camp activities for youth up to age 17, led by Annika Mersman, a primitive skills educator, will be offered throughout the entire day. Also Friday, the festival will feature a writing workshop with B.J. Hollers and a second workshop with Tamara Dean. A third writing workshop featuring Kimberly Blazer is scheduled for Saturday, April 27th. Registration for the workshops is required and can be done by visiting RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org. New to the festival is a partnership with Bethel Home and Services. The Bethel Home will serve as a host location for three programs Friday afternoon between 1 and 5. The presenters include Al Cornell, former Wisconsin Governor Marty Schreiber, Paul Palumbo, and Ruth Kittleson. Musicians from the Viroqua Emmanuel Lutheran Church will join Palumbo and Kittleson for their program. Friday evening at 7:30, the Historic Temple Theater will host An Evening with Spirit, featuring psychic medium Molly Morningstar from Kohler. Tickets for the presentation may be purchased by visiting RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org. On Saturday, the festival activities will run from 9 to 5:45 at various locations throughout the city of Viroqua. The McIntosh Memorial Library and Western Technical College will serve as the event headquarters. Those interested in learning more about and supporting the Ridges and Rivers Book Festival are encouraged to visit the event website at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org. More information about the festival is available through the event website, the event Facebook page, or by calling 608-637-7151. It's 49 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
TC Auto Works is your one stop for vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist, from tires, shocks, and suspension parts to steering components. TC Auto Works is now offering credit card financing on repairs over $199 with qualifying credit and balance paid in full within 6 months. See the dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
It's 49 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Ellie Zintz is survived by four children, Lori and Gordon Frymiller, Penny Zintz, Dan and Mindy Zintz, and Sue Zintz, five grandchildren, a great-grandchild, sisters-in-law Phyllis Fish, Danita Zintz, Joyce Dyer, and Sharon Zintz. Luella R., Ellie Zintz, 81, of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana Adams is survived by three children, Michelle Adams of Winona, Minnesota, Shauna and Dayton Bedward, and Cody and Jamie Adams, all of Boscobel. Six grandchildren, and a sister, Linda Polanco of Onalaska. Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary Gust is survived by her husband Greg, a son Rob and Tia, a granddaughter, 5 siblings, Christine and Kevin Princeton, Linda Weber, John Call, Patricia and Mel Tasker, and Mary and Mark Theed. Also many nieces, nephews, and friends. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 31st at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Diane Goebel include 2 sons, Brian and Susan Goebel of Bear Valley, and David and Cassie Goebel of Salt Lake City, Utah. 8 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, 2 brothers, James and Monica Deaver and Gary and Kenda Deaver, all of Richland Center, best friend Jane and Clark Morrissey, many cousins, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Are you getting tired of packing, unpacking, setting up, and then repacking for one craft show just to do it again next weekend for another show? Join the Creative Outlet team of crafters. For about $1 a day, I will display, advertise, and sell your items for you. I'll help take the stress out of doing what you love most, being creative. For more information, I welcome you to contact the Creative Outlet today.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Andy and Becca Keller, Craig and Judy Rasmussen, and Don and Annette Clark. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, glorious sunshine across the region today as dry air comes down from Canada with high pressure. That's giving us the quiet winds as well, but also the cool temperatures. This air mass originated over northern Canada that will lead to widespread frost across the area tonight. So far, there's a freeze watch issued for the eastern portion of our listening area, including Sauk and Iowa counties, where the greatest chance of having the coolest temperatures is. So definitely cover up those tender plants that you may have blooming across the region. We are expecting one more dry day tomorrow. Then things will turn rather stormy from Friday all the way through early Monday as 2 major low-pressure systems move in from the southwest. The leech have plenty of moisture to work with, could squeeze out 2 to 4 inches of rain on us over the period, as well as some possible strong thunderstorms and some general high winds as well. So be sure to check in for updates as we head through the weekend. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Lots of sunshine, highs in the mid-50s, a good 10 degrees below average. Light easterly wind, mostly clear and frosty tonight, low at 30. Plenty of sun and turning mild tomorrow, high of 62. South to southeast wind of 8 to 14. Clouds increase Thursday night, we drop down to 41. Friday, cloudy and rather breezy with occasional rain and a couple of thunderstorms. High near 60 with a southeast wind of 15 to 30. Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer. Spotty showers or thunderstorms during the day, becoming widespread at night. Low 52 degrees, high up to 76. Sunday, breezy with rain continuing at times. Possibly some thunderstorms. Low 54 with a high of 66. Monday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of light showers early in the morning. Low 51 with a high of 64. And Tuesday, partly sunny, then a 30% chance of showers at night. Low 43 with a high of 66. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 67, our low this morning was 33. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 49. The record high for this date set in 2009 is 86 degrees. The record low 19 was set in 1956. Last year's high was 52 with a low of 25. Sunset tonight will be at 7:55 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:04. Currently in Richland Center, we have light northerly winds. The barometer is up to 30.26 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
U.S. dairy farms amp up biosecurity to deal with high-path avian influenza. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Even very biosecure livestock facilities can be at risk for bird flu outbreaks. Karen Jordan is a veterinarian, a North Carolina dairy farmer, and chair of the National Dairy Farm Program's Animal Care Task Force. As all dairies are not the same, Jordan says, biosecurity approaches are not the same as well.
You've got to have biosecurity that makes sense for that organism, and also that makes sense for how we're trying to continue to keep milk on the shelves for people and how we're trying to protect the welfare of our animals. You've just got to have a really big picture and what makes sense for your farm.
Jamie Jonker is Chief Science Officer for the National Milk Producers Federation.
All of those farms that have been affected have been doing a fantastic job of doing the right thing for their cows and for public safety by keeping that milk out of the commercial system. So it's really been an all hands on deck. We're learning a lot of things as this goes on. And again, just reemphasizing, it's really helping, I think, the dairy sector look at what should the biosecurity on our farms look like in the 21st century.
Both Jonker and Jordan were featured in a recent episode of the Dairy Defined podcast from the NMPF. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
La Nina incoming, farm financial health, and more. Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An atmospheric scientist says the transition to the La Nina weather pattern is underway. Matt Macon sells Brownfield. He's expecting the current storm flow to shift to the central and northern crop growing states.
As we go through the next, say, 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to see a favorable transition of getting some water here for the early part of the season.
He says this could help improve soil conditions across the Corn Belt.
We do have really substantial soil moisture issues across Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, parts of Nebraska.
Macon says warmer than normal temperatures this past winter has allowed soils to better absorb precipitation that has recently fallen. The combination of high interest rates and lower commodity prices continue to threaten farm financial health. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more.
West Central Illinois farmer Grant Strom says every expense gets heavily scrutinized on his farm right now.
When it comes to capital investments, especially, can you ride things out another year or two with equipment?
He tells Brownfield the lending environment has changed a lot since he started farming in 2003. Strom took out his first farm loan that year, right after his graduation from the University of Illinois. He says his interest rate on that note was 7%.
From 2003 to 2024, it took 21 years for me to pay a higher interest rate than 7% on my first loan I ever had. And that seemed really high at the time. Then we got down the 3% range for in like 10 years. And like you said, it wasn't free, but it seems pretty free now.
Strom says this is the time when production efficiency matters most. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The slow start to the planting season is not a concern for most fertilizer applicators. Kevin Johnson, president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, tells Brownfield.
We had a tremendous fall season last year, so I think most retailers are still ahead of the game.
Brendan Bachman, director of FS Agronomy at Growmark, agrees and says the mild winter was also beneficial.
We had a lot of guys chomping at the bit when we're talking about 75, 80 degrees.
Johnson says so far fertilizer and chemical inventories are adequate. Iowa farmer Jeff Jorgensen says the supply of inputs has improved over the last year, but some prices remain elevated.
I think there's been some things with tariffs and other issues around the globe that have caused us to sit where we're at. We jumped to a little too much of a plateau, and now it's just taken too long to tail off.
Jorgensen says lower agricultural commodity prices have had an impact on some of his purchases. And a public safety organization is reminding motorists to proceed with caution along roadways with planting season in full swing. Tim
Hull, Executive Director of Missouri Operation Lifesaver, says drivers need to be aware of slow-moving farm equipment.
It's wider than some of the other equipment on the road and vehicles on the roadway, as well as it's a little noisier.
I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the products, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with the fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are firm at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. No bids have surfaced. Asking prices are around $186 plus live in parts of the South, while the North has not been established. Business could pick up some this afternoon, but it's likely significant trade volume is going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef is lower at midday on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.62 at $295.78. Select is $1.99 lower at $290.77. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers were steady to $8 higher, except for heifer calves weighing 400 to 550 pounds. There were a few groups of thinner steers weighing nearly 550 pounds that were $10 to $15 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for a moderate to heavy supply. Trade was active. Receipts were down on the week and the year. Feeder supply included 49% steers with 57% of the offering over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 803 to 824 pounds, brought $247.85 to $253.85. Feeder steers, 888 pounds, brought $242.85. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 718 to 731 pounds, brought 250 to 252.25. Cash hogs are firm at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has continued to find some strength in demand. Packers have been aggressive in their procurement efforts as they need hogs to fill the increased slaughter pace. That's a good sign. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market is strong. Domestic demand has been picking up, too, as summer grilling season is just around the corner. All of this has been supportive to prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which did drop a pound on the week and are nearly steady with year-ago levels. Barrows and gelts at the National Daily Direct are up 29 cents with a weighted average of 90.80. No comparison at the Western Corn Belt, but a weighted average of 93.49. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $52. And pork values were higher, up $1.41 at $98.30. Loins, hams, picnics, and butts were all higher, while bellies and ribs were lower to sharply lower. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Nutrien Ag Solutions welcomes you to Prospect Valley in Colorado, the home of Varnish Farms. This family-owned farm is concentrating on sustainability for the long term. Water conservation, soil health, and community involvement top the list. Using better technology and better management practices, Mark Varnish says the success of their family farm is because of the people. His team is lowering nitrogen usage using advanced tillage practices and taking advantage of the Nutrien Carbon Program. Nutrien Crop Solutions are leading the way in helping to provide the Varnish farm with the best possible crop with the least environmental impact. Visit with your Nutrien rep to help you define or redefine your sustainability goals. Nutrien can also help with seed solutions, crop protection plans, and capital management. Follow the Arnish Farm sustainability story at Nutrien.com/farmstories.
Good afternoon, this is Andy from Agri Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. Here are consignments. We have 15 to 25 black steers, heifers on some feed, long time wean. 50 to 60 blacks and red steers and heifers, head shots, long time wean. We're looking at about 600 to 900 pounds. 10 beef steers weighing 6 to 650 shots on some feed. 10 to 15 beef steers and heifers, 400 to 500 pound shots on grain. And 5 Holstein steers weighing 8, 850 and 2 cross heifers right off weighing about 450 shots on some grain. We are taking till 7 o'clock tonight. Night, open all day. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Thanks, spring, and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Corn and hogs are mixed, soybeans are up, cattle are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up modestly, watching late harvest activity in Brazil and the advancing harvest activity in Argentina. There's more rain in the forecast for parts of the Midwest later this week, with warmer temperatures on tap for much of the region. May corn's up 2 1/4 at 1169 and 3/4. July's 3 1/4 higher at 1185 and a quarter. May soybean meal's up $4.20 at $3.49.40. May soybean oil's down 64 points at $44.67. Corn's mixed, watching Argentina's harvest, second crop development in Brazil, and U.S. planting activity. Ethanol and export demand remains solid, but the large available supply continues to hang over the market. May's down 2.5 at 4.40.5, and July corn's 1.5 lower at 4.51. And wheat's higher. Rain is in the forecast for the U.S. plains, but it could miss some of the drier areas, and dry weather's also an issue in the Black Sea region. May Chicago's up 12 1/4 at 5.97 1/4. May Kansas City's 19 1/4 higher at 6.28. May Minneapolis is up 13.5 at 6.80. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply, with box beef lower at midday, getting ready for widespread direct cash cattle business. Packer inquiry remains very light, and just a few asking prices are being reported at 186 plus live. June live's down $1.77 at 175.37. August is 182 lower at 173.67. May feeders are down $1.37 at 244.67. August feeders are down $2.30 at 257.10. And hogs are mixed, with cold storage numbers out today at 3 Eastern, 2 Central. June lean's up 7 at 108.02, and July's 22 higher at 110.17. Crude oil has turned lower after some early gains. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Saturday is our lawn and garden auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard, with a nice lineup of zero-turn lawnmowers, UTVs, vehicles, trailers, and garden tractors. Check out that auction at WilkinsonAuctions.com. But today I want to talk with you about Monday's auction at R&M Motors in Berlin. R&M Motors is a large construction and farm equipment dealer that has been in business for over 50 years. The owners decided to retire, and after interviewing some of the big names in the auction business, decided to hire Wilkinson Auctions. They like that we're the best at live auctions. They like that we've got a spectacular marketing team, and they like how we get results. And now, a week ahead of the auction, we've already gotten them over 1 million social media impressions, over 500 registered bidders, and over $3 million pre-bid. Our team will make this auction the auction of the year. If you're thinking about a retirement or estate auction, why would you call anyone else? When results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
When it's safe to refreeze thawed food. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Have you ever set out a protein from the freezer with the intention of making a delicious meal out of it, and then you lose inspiration and order takeout instead? If you're wondering if you can refreeze that thawed protein, the short answer is yes. But USDA food safety specialist Meredith Carruthers says there are a few things to consider first.
It has to be thawed safely in the refrigerator. If you're using one of the rapid thawing methods like cold water or the microwave to thaw something quickly, it's better to fully cook that first. It's safer, and what we recommend to fully cook it first and then freeze, because when you're using that rapid thawing method, you are warming it up a little faster than, you know, might it would